Record or near record high temperatures will be occurring over the next 2 days in much of the central and western parts of the United States, including parts of the northern plains, and then cooling will return. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A few upper 30 and 40 degree highs are still expected today in the snow-covered areas in northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Temperatures in the rest of Minnesota and southeastern parts of North Dakota will be in the 50s, but the rest of the northern plains will be in the 70s and even some 80s. There'll be a few 60s out there too, but it's all about the 80 degree temperatures, which will be common in central and western parts of South Dakota, as well as a big part of central Montana. And that's just today. Tomorrow, we'll likely see those 80s widespread in the southern two-thirds of South Dakota, and a possibility for extremes reaching up near 90 or slightly above from the Phillips area of South Dakota back into the Black Hills. We will look for temperatures in southwestern Minnesota to be in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and readings in northern South Dakota will also be pressing in on some 80-degree temperatures. All of this is tomorrow afternoon. In contrast, we'll still see some upper 30 and 40-degree readings in northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, but the rest of the north will likely see 60 and some 70 degree temperatures. Enjoy the heat while you can. It will turn cooler, but not as cold as it was earlier this week. We look for the highs on Sunday to be back into the 40s and some 50s across a big part of the region. Those 50s, though, will be mostly out in central and southeastern parts of South Dakota, and there'll still be some 30 degree readings in northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. As we move a little bit later into our weekend, we do expect to see the cooler air still with us a little bit on Monday as we get into the 40s and some 50s once again across a big part of the region. A reinforcing shot of cold air may come around during midweek, but it doesn't look very potent today, at least not until we get to the second half of next week. Our low temperatures at night through this weekend are not going to be too bad. We'll look for the readings tomorrow morning, mostly in the 30s and lower 40s, and we'll see some 20s and 30s returning on Sunday. And on Monday, we'll see widespread 20-degree readings with a few upper teens. Now, precipitation across the region is not likely to be very meaningful. In fact, we should be basically dry, with the exception of far northern Minnesota and extreme northeastern North Dakota, where a little bit of shower activity will be possible overnight tonight, but that will not impact very many areas. Now, later on Saturday night, going into Sunday morning, we'll see a new frontal system bringing cooler air southward, and there will be some scattered showers producing just trace amounts, upwards to a tenth of an inch of moisture, and the precipitation looks to be rather erratic and spotty. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.